It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Well, if you're looking at getting yourself a lean, mean looking machine of a body that is fierce each and every day, ladies, honey, yes, of course you want to feel good in that outfit of yours. Ooh, I'm feeling flirty and fierce. And for you guys, of course, getting your body top notch during this COVID, honey, a lot of us have just gone bleh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Ugh. A lot of the celebrities are calling out their men, like J-Lo told Alex, what is going on with that body? You better get yourself back in the gym. And when J-Lo tells you to do something, you're going to do it. So, of course, we bring you the best when it gets your body into good looking shape. And Tracy, who is our fabulous guest today?
We have our favorite personal trainer, Hans from In Pursuit Fitness. Training. Hey, Hans, how are you?
Good morning, ladies. I'm doing very wonderful. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. We're excited. Good. It's Friday. Miss Trey got me a very nice Christmas gift. It's a gift basket of like Dunkin' Donut stuff. Yeah.
That's things you're not supposed to tell your trainer.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, darn.
Oh, okay.
There's no donuts in there.
That was your radio voice, ladies. So, but that is very nice of Tracy to get you that gift. So that just means we're going to have to work a little bit harder this week.
But Hans, there's no donuts in the basket.
Yeah, there's no donuts. It's like a Dunkin' Donut hat. There's some socks.
Got it.
Yeah no
got
donuts.
Got it. Now, okay, now we can work. We can work with this.
Woo!
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. I love it.
All right, Hans. I love you hold us accountable all the time. I love it. Hey, so Hans, we talked about pillar workouts back in October. Tell us about that pillar workout.
Okay. So back in October, we talked about pillar workouts. And we're in December, and so you've had kind of 8 weeks to work on this. And the idea back in October was I wanted to give people something that they could, you know, attack and have you know, not a barrage of workouts, but rather just one workout to say, this is the thing I'm going to try to get better at. And what I suggested for a pillar workout was like a 2-minute run and then come back and do a squat to press. So find some type of weight in your house, do a squat and a shoulder press, and then do like 4 to 5 rounds of that. And the idea was not that you would keep doing that workout over and over, but the idea is that you would do that workout, and then when you wanted to work on your running, you would do different types of running and then different types of squat to press, so that you could always come back to that pillar workout to say, is all the other stuff that I'm doing helping me get better at this one particular workout? And I feel good about that one particular workout because it's you know, it's something that as a trainer, I know is going to be good for your overall fitness. And so I'm trying to be the expert here to show you guys what to do. And then I give you guys more options to work off of that. And so that was the idea. There was definitely some room for people to have, you know, take some liberties as far as where they want to go with it. But anytime you're doing running and doing some cardio and then using your legs and your upper body for strength means you're definitely getting better at your fitness. So the idea is a pillar workout that can be the basis for your training.
Well, I love that. And ladies, let's be honest, okay? As we get older, our backside likes to go flatter. And we don't want that. We want a nice, juicy booty. So squats is where it's at. So take note, because we look at all the celebrities out there, and what do they have?
I know you guys do. And I got to jump in there, Krista, because, I mean, you guys are referencing a lot of stuff that, frankly, is a little bit out of my world. You know, the J-Lo and all those kind of things, these celebrity things that you guys pay attention to.
Yeah.
And so, what I pay attention to is results. And so, believe you me, J-Lo has a trainer, and I bet that person is, you know, doing, you know, they're getting their money's worth with J-Lo, because I know she's staying at the top of her game, and I think it's kind of humorous that maybe Alex Rodriguez is not. But you know what? But in all seriousness, what they're saying is not just, let's be a one-hit wonder with this. Like, you need to be doing this on a very rare, regular basis, and I bet, you know, the next thing we'll talk about with routine is, you know, I bet J-Lo has a very disciplined routine. So before you guys go off, you and your listeners, before we go off on, hey, we want to do this, we want to do that, I think it's a really good time to think, hey, am I willing to put in the work to get to, you know, some of those things J-Lo's talking about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is true. When we talk about these fabulous ladies that look fierce, they work hard and they do have a regimen, and it's no joke. It's a very serious thing. And that's why you're so good, because it is all about putting those programs together and making it, happen for us. So the last time you were on Fit and Fabulous in November, Hans, we talked about owning your routine. So how do you recommend we establish like a new routine for these pillar workouts that you offer?
Yeah, so that's exactly where I want to go next with this, because that's one of the hardest things that people have. And I've said this before, I love using the word audit. Audit your life, audit your goals. You know, this is obviously a great time of year to think about the year of that, you know, that was 2020. And we all have thoughts about how that was. But now we're looking ahead to 2021. Like, what worked for you and what didn't? And like I said, with the, you know, let's just say it right now, the J-Lo workouts. You know, if you want, you know, that type of result, I think you need to audit your routine and say, what am I willing to do to get there? And so, you know, Stephen Covey wrote a fantastic book called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And number one, he says, you need to be proactive and you need to kind of put the big rocks in your schedule first. So if your health and fitness, which if 2020 has taught us anything, it's that health and fitness is super, super important. We all can agree on that. What we can't agree on is how we're going to get that done. So if we're going to try to get something done and create a new routine, we need to, in our mind, say, hey, I'm not strong enough. I need to get stronger. Okay. Yeah. From there, we say, where am I going to take 30 minutes a day and push something that's very heavy? And that's what I'm trying to do with these pillow workouts, to say, don't go to the gym. Don't go buy, you know, $400 worth of dumbbells. I'm saying go find one thing that's heavy, lift it, you know, 3 to 4 times per week. And that's the way to get started with a routine, is to say, what is my goal? Where do I put that into the schedule? And then how can I be perfectly consistent? Not consistently perfect, right?
Yeah.
But how can I be perfectly consistent with my routine? That's where I try to start the conversation of building a routine.
That's really good. So running outside was a possibility back in October, but now it's less of an option here in December. Do you have a new pillar workout for us?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes. So October, yes, like I said, Tracy was all about running. And I love running. You and I, actually, little pause. Tracy, when's the last time you ran outside?
I know
it's getting cold, but are you still running outside?
I'm not, Hans. I've been really bad.
That's okay. I'm not either. I'm just wondering how much you're running, you know, at all. Did you get some runs right through before the snowfall?
I did not. No,
you did not. We're gonna work on that. Well, hey, this is for you now. Okay. Check this out. So here's where we're going with this, Tracy. So I mean, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad, because I'm not running outdoors either.
Yeah.
So what do we do when we have to go indoors? What I thought for this pillar workout is that we would take a jump rope. Okay. I don't know if you guys have a jump rope, but I got the one that you're gonna buy. You're gonna do the new pillar workout is a jump rope plus push-ups plus a weighted squat. So the new pillar workout for December and January is 5 rounds of a jump rope, a push-up, and a weighted implement. And a weighted implement, I mean, you just need to have something heavy at your house, maybe somewhere between 15, and for guys, it might even be upwards of 50 pounds, somewhere between 50 and 50 pounds, and you're going to do squats with that, you're going to do regular push-ups, and you're going to buy a jump rope. Now, which jump rope are you going to buy? If you go to Amazon, I'm not getting paid for this Amazon promo. If you go to Amazon and for $18.18, by the way, today is December 18th, so just remember the number 18. $18.18 on December 18th, you can go get what's called the WOD Nation Speed Jump Rope. WOD stands for Workout of the Day, so it's a great interval workout. And if you get that jump rope, you buy it today, it will be at your house by Monday. And you can participate in our brand new pillar challenge.
I love that.
Yeah.
So Hans, when you're doing the jump rope, I loved jump roping back in the day, like jump rope for heart as a kid. So this is such a great exercise. Is there a certain amount of time that, you know, you're like, hey, when you're going to do this, jump rope for this amount of time?
Good. So for this pillar workout, here's what you're going to do. It's going to be 5 rounds. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the competition in a second. But 5 rounds, I have no idea where you're at. Some people, jumping for 20 seconds is impossible. For other people, 5 minutes is just getting started. So for this one, what I'm going to suggest is that you work up to 60 seconds on the jump rope. And frankly, that's kind of a high number, but your learning curve will go quickly. If you jump rope every day or every other day, within a week or so, you'll be able to do 1 minute at a time. And so it's going to be 1 minute of jump rope, one set of push-ups, one set of squats, and then repeat for 5 rounds. And I'll get to more details, you know, here in a little bit. But 1 minute, Krista, is where I would start.
Okay. Awesome. I'm writing all this down,
too.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah.
Because
you don't have to write it down. You can write it down, and I'll show you where to get all the details here in a little bit.
Love it.
Yeah, and then can you tell us the details on this holiday challenge?
Okay. So this is what we're getting to. I'm putting together, for the first time ever, the In Pursuit holiday challenge. So here's what it is. I've created a Facebook event for next Wednesday. Now, I know everybody's already starting to think of the holidays, so here's what you need to do. Number one, today, go buy yourself a jump rope if you don't have one. Go to Amazon, look up Wad Nation Speed Rope. It'll be $18.18. Get a jump rope. You'll have it by Monday. From Monday through Wednesday, what you need to do is take a picture of yourself doing this workout of 5 rounds, jump rope for at least 1 minute, do a set of push-ups, do a set of squats, and do that 5 times. What you're going to do is you're going to post a picture, you're going to post some of the details of your workout, and you're going to post that in our Facebook Live event next Wednesday. Okay, this is part one. Then, you guys know this, I'm all about the improvement. So then, what we're going to do is we're going to say that was workout number one. Then you have a week between Christmas and New Year's to post your second workout on December 30th. And at that Facebook Live, I'm going to have you record your scores again. And what I'm looking for is a couple things. I'm looking for creativity. What did you use for your weighted implement? What did you use for your push-ups? Did you do them elevated? Did you put your feet up? Are you able to do 50? You know, are you able to do 4? Because for some people, 4 push-ups is like their max. And trust me, the trainers can see it. So it's not a matter of how many you can do. It's a matter of how well you can challenge yourself. So I'm looking for creativity, and I'm looking for how much you can challenge yourself, and I'm looking for how much you've grown. So if you started off jump roping, you know, 30 or 60 seconds in your first time, and by the next week after that, you're jumping at 2-minute intervals, you know, your workout is looking pretty good. And so the idea is a pillar workout this Wednesday, and then another pillar workout December 30th. I'm going to pick a winner, and we got a giveaway.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love a push-up.
Mm. Yeah, you're good at push-ups.
Oh, yeah, I love push-ups.
Yeah.
I love doing push-ups. So, Hans, let's talk about this. Participants, like, where can they go to? How do they get this hooked up with you?
Okay, so in the past, we've all done things on Instagram. So on Instagram and Facebook, I'm both at the same place, at In Pursuit Training, In Pursuit Training. So go to Facebook and find In Pursuit Training, and you'll see an event. And it'll say, like, In Pursuit Holiday Challenge Day 1 of 2. So I've got a live event on Facebook next Wednesday. So you have from Monday to Wednesday. I'll put a post together, and then it'll say post your scores here. And the idea is not to compare yourself to any others. You know. So again, I can't emphasize this enough. If your jump rope is 30 seconds and your push up is 4 reps and your squat is 4 reps, that's fine. Just try to come back the next week and better that score. That's what I'm looking for. So Facebook.com/InPursuitTraining. Follow the Facebook page. Sign up for the event. It all starts next Wednesday at, I think, 3 p.m.
Ooh, very good. And then also, again, Hans, when it comes to this fabulous adventure that we're going to be doing, what's in store for one lucky person?
All right. So, here at In Pursuit, a bunch of my clients are still meeting in person, but the reason for that is because it's all one-on-one stuff. So I totally understand that some of your listeners might be like, hey, I love listening to Hans on the radio, but I'm not quite sure about going in person to the studio. I totally get that. If you are comfortable with that, I'm going to pick one winner that can have one free month, the month of January, one free month of training here at the studio. In person, meet once a week, and trust me, for those 4 weeks, you're going to get challenged, and you're going to have a lot a lot of challenge in front of you, and you're going to certainly see some results in 4 weeks. Or if you're not up for meeting in person, you can opt for 2 months of remote training. Mm. Same type of deal. It'll just be, via FaceTime or, Zoom, something like that. And once a week for 2 months if you want to do it remotely. So again, my goal is to just get somebody to do, I'm trying to get people to do this challenge because it's great for your fitness. It's great to establish a pillar workout so you don't have to think too much about it. You can just train. But then if you have some creativity and if you get yourself better, week after week, I want to get people here working with a trainer full time.
Very good. Hans, like, absolutely amazing again, because everyone, with 2021, we need to stay healthy. We want to look good, and this is the perfect time to do it with, again, Hans is the best that there is in this area, and definitely you want to get in Pursuit Fitness with this great opportunity. Of course, we'll put everything out there on social media, and make sure you follow this man, In Pursuit Fitness, out on Instagram and so much more. And Hans, we just so appreciate everything that you do for us.
Ladies, it is always a fun every Friday that I'm on with you, and I look forward to your guys' participation in some In Pursuit holiday challenge.
I love it. And I want to say I love the fact that, yes, Hans is helping me with my own personal gym at my house. And so we're going to be doing some TRX. So I'm very excited to share that journey with everyone. So once again, Hans, have a happy holiday.
Yes.
You too, guys. It's great to see you. I look forward to talking to you guys in January.
All right. There you have it. Fit and Fabulous with the fabulous man himself, Hans, in Pursuit Fitness, right here in Chris in the Morning Rush.